This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are going to be talking about, well, I want to let me say it this way. I want to jump back over to the circus of politics, and I want to kind of break it down a little bit more. We're going to repick, folks, we're going to revisit that tomorrow, okay? And so I'll be back to Circus of Politics tomorrow. What I want to get to today is what happened over in Birmingham. Birmingham school confronts LGBT indoctrination after parents pull their children. Guess who their parents were? I bet you can't guess. Before I get to that, I want to highlight, someone that just jumped on board got a text this morning, said, Bradley, can we start carrying your content? We got about 40 outlets across the country that carry our content on a daily basis, as well as 117 radio affiliations in the United States of America alone, and we are also broadcasting into 53 countries. And by the way, just letting you know, thank you for making us the number one and number two show in the country through Genesis Communication Networks out of about 82 to 87 different radio show options. So thank you for your trust. But we want to welcome aboard The Daily Surge, a new outlet that just picked us up. The Daily Surge, thank you for your trust. We totally appreciate it in more ways than you know. But again, friends, let's jump over to this. And if you want to call in, I'll give you the number real quick, and then we're going to jump over to something I want to highlight because of this charade going on with this phony impeachment process that's going on. We've been paying attention to what's going on the outside because they're diverting the American people away from what's really taking place here. And we're paying attention. We just heard it during the break again, friends, concerning the clowns in the circus of politics and how they're continuously trying to pull your attention away from what's really happening. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know, friends, that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's many articles. We have contributors from all over the country that are part of the culture war. They're in the battle. They're not just talking about it. They're not a bunch of paper tigers hiding behind a pencil and broadcasting under some frivolous name, friends, an alias in any sense of the word. So knowing that, friends, we have people that are actually paying attention to what's going on here. Now, again, what I want to highlight is the fact as to what's going on behind this phony, this facade of this impeachment process diversion, because that's all it is. Notice, friends, they always have something going on concerning some sort of scandal concerning the government to continuously drive people to the seats. What are they doing? They're promoting the fight. That's how they continuously drive viewers to the television. And this is how they're indoctrinating. With that said, listen to what's really happening, friends. Outside of the fact that we know that the reauthorization of the unconstitutional Patriot Act, it should be called the Act of Tyranny, was signed by Donald Trump. We just wanted to let you know that, okay? It's unconstitutional. It empowers agencies, friends, to continuously violate the American people, and it's what they've been doing since September 11, 2001. With that said, friends, what else we have also been paying attention to, Fax, is just today, Dean Garrison posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Muslim terrorists are invading. Well, we see them running for office. 2019 sees record number of African migrants at southern border. It's being reported that 2019 is another record-breaking year for African migrants at our southern border. Okay? Bradley, I'm just not sure about that. Here, let me give you an outlet that you say that you don't believe concerning the mainstream media, because so many people hold the truth and unrighteousness. They say they don't believe the media, but they always make reference to what the media told them, to their own demise, okay? Let me go to the LA Times. The LA Times has the hard numbers. The number of African migrants heading to the U.S. through Mexico has more than doubled this year. Let me say it again. This is the LA Times, okay? If you don't want to believe those that are telling you the truth, let's tell it to you from the horse's mouth concerning those that you say you don't believe, but you really do, okay? Which makes you a hypocrite, Matthew 23, verse 3, okay? The LA Times has just brought forth the hard numbers of African migrants heading to the United States of America through Mexico. It has more than doubled this year, roughly from 2,700 in 2018 to 5,800 today, according to data from the federal government, as if to suggest they're now telling you the truth, okay? And when they do tell you the truth, they blurt the truth out in their confusion, period. That figure has been steadily rising since September, since 2007, the year the Mexican government began including migrants from African countries who have contact with immigration officials in their annual migration reports, when the number was only 460. And that dramatic increase has been mostly left out of U.S. immigration conversations, activists say. Even within the immigration movement, you see a lack of visibility of the narrative as to what is happening at the border, said Juraline Joseph, director and co-founder of the Haitian Bridge Alliance, an organization that helps these people, these migrants from all over the world. But friends, again, what's happening here is we're finding that what's being said is only nothing more than smoke and mirrors to the actors, bad actors, and the clowns in the circus of politics to merely pull away from you, pull away your attention from what's really going on here. We have Congo is only estimated to be about 12% Muslim. Cameroon is slightly higher at 20.5%. Sierra Leone is a genuine Islamic nation with 77% of the population being Muslim. Except for Sierra Leone, those numbers don't cause immediate concern for potential Muslim terrorists breaching our southern border, but past news has told us that Muslim terrorists get across our southern border, okay? Not all of us who want the wall built are concerned about the poor family from Mexico that wants a new start. We are concerned with terrorists and gangs and criminals coming across our border. Okay? Not only that, friends. Okay? Not only that, you can check that article out on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. But now what we're also finding is a high number of the M13s, okay? The gangs from Mexico that are being incarcerated in the United States of America, and how they are flooding into America through the southern border. Now, some time ago, friends, we had individuals that were on the border, the southern border, in one particular city, and they noticed that over 2,000 of them were flooding into America. This is just a couple months ago. One point on our southern border, over 2,000 of them were crossing over into our borders, where they had air-conditioned buses waiting them to bring them to Christian charities in the United States of America, only to be flown to their destination as required. Something's wrong, America.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsofLibertyRadio.com.
As
you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You can actually watch us live if you'd like to go over to beforeitsnews.com. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there, or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us live as well, friends. We got several friends on live chat right now, and we love their insight, their input, and again, that's the best way to interact. But if you'd like to call in, you can do that too. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you know what's interesting here is I just noticed this today, and it's craziness, and it just popped up right in my face, and it comes from, again, the mainstream media that most people, 97% of Americans in this country, say they don't believe in, okay? I want to make reference to them because what they say they don't believe in, that's where they want to hear. That's where they get their lies from. So I'll give it to you from the New York Times, the mainstream media, okay? And by the way, New York Times has been really good to us, so I'm not going to cap on them too hard. But the fact of the matter is, what came across my desk is, did you see that President Donald Trump signs federal animal cruelty bill into law? I mean, folks, the bill called the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act makes intentional acts of cruelty to animals federal crimes carrying penalties of up to 7 years in prison. Anybody hear that? Isn't that crazy? Wow. Well, I mean, this is the country, folks, where you better not touch the animals, because if you do, you'll end up in jail, you'll be fined. You'll be institutionalized for something being wrong with your head. But, you know, at the same time, friends, over 4,000 babies a day yesterday were murdered in the womb. They were dissected. Their body parts were harvested across the United States of America and on a global basis. You can't make this up. This is what communists do. President Trump signs animal cruelty bill into law. Now, folks, I'm not advocating cruelty for anybody or anything. I hate violence, okay? And the Bible says that that we're to be kind to our beasts. It does tell us that in Proverbs. I'm all about that. But is there something wrong with a nation that sees somehow that this is a victory? When it supersedes the life of human beings? And in this country, your said representatives all the well know babies are being slaughtered in the womb to the equivalent of $60 million of them since 1973. That's the equivalent of 18 states in the United States of America. You better not touch the animals. Matter of fact, friends, it doesn't stop with the animals. They even go so far as to say you better not pick plants on state property. Because there is penalties. Big time. Heavy penalties if you dare violate these communists. And communism it is, friends. Oh, but there's a big picture of the president there and holding up his signature after he just signed the federal animal cruelty bill into law. And again, I just want you to forget, if you can, do your best to forget about the babies that were murdered yesterday and are being murdered on our watch right now in America. Oh, don't tell me about how Donald Trump is pro-life. I know what you've been told, but I have the facts in front of me once again. Okay? CNSNews.com, President Donald Trump today signed a bill that the Republican, as they call him, Congress is describing as a combined minibus and continuing resolution that funds the Departments of Defense, Labor, Health, and Human Services, and Education for fiscal 2019 and funds through December 7th all other government agencies that do not have their appropriations bills approved by this Sunday. The law Trump signed also permits funding through fiscal 2019 of Planned Parenthood and federal research that uses tissue taken from aborted babies. The Senate approved the combined minibus and continuing resolution by a vote of 93-7. Did you hear me, friends? These are the good guys. The seven senators who voted against it included so on and so forth. It's not the point. It's the point that the president signed it. The House approved the bill on Wednesday evening by a vote of 361-61. Okay. Thus, while the Republicans control a majority of the House, the majority of members who voted for this key spending bill were told, Democrats, not Republicans, but you're told that the president is a Republican and he's the one that signed the bill. This bill, H.R. 6157, that funds four major federal departments, defense, labor, HHS, and education for a full fiscal year. Oh, and don't forget that Donald Trump's Betsy DeVos, his Secretary of Education, also signed on to a UN global initiative full scale. This is also recently. I know what you've been told, friends. I know Betsy just came out and said, you know what, the federal government has no business whatsoever in the education of our kids. She's exactly right. Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. The 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. She's exactly right. But what she didn't tell you is right before she did that, she actually signed on to the United Nations Global Initiative Curriculum. Just so you know how this works. This so you understand that they all the well know, just like I played Nancy Pelosi yesterday, as to exactly what they're pushing for and how the game is played out of their own mouths. And I am doing my best to wake you up, America, to understand that what they say and what they do are always two different stories. Two different stories. Trump signs minibus. CR that funds Planned Parenthood and aborted baby parts. Now, I want you to put this in the light of this whole situation as well. There was a guy that exposed Planned Parenthood. And I don't know if you know this or not, but an individual walked in to Planned Parenthood and he videotaped the crimes that were being committed against babies, that were being dissected, that were taking babies and putting them up on shelves until they died out or their heads were cut off or they were saline to death or whatever the case might be. He filmed all of this. And they also found that they were selling baby parts online. Did you know that your government is suing this guy right now for exposing Planned Parenthood? Did you know that? I'm just trying to magnify to the extent as to how deep you are in it, America. And why it is that you're in trouble today is because you take politicians for face value, but you don't pay attention to what they're actually doing behind closed doors. Okay? And that's what you need to do. They are holding over the top of the head of this individual that exposed Planned Parenthood prison time. Huge fines for exposing Planned Parenthood in their criminal activity and their crimes against nature, namely the innocent babies in the womb. Your government is suing him for exposing those that are committing the crimes against the babies. Do you understand? But you have the President of the United States of America signing on to the Federal Animal Cruelty Bill into law. You want to talk about priority? Does anybody want to argue the facts? 1-866-582-9933. Does anybody want to understand the condition of America? Because I just gave it to you. And what's sickening about all of this is no matter how much evidence you bring against this individual and his administration, and him playing the facade under false pretenses, feigning himself as being the good guy, and what he's actually doing, friends, his worshipers will go to the grave defending him. And I'll tell you what, there is a resurrection after that grave, and it's not good for those that continuously help and aid those that are destroying human lives in the womb. I know what you've been told, America. I know Donald Trump is pro-life. I got a whole bunch of comments from those that call themselves Christian conservatives that are fighting tooth and nail to defend his actions. And they are indefensible, friends. Just for the record. You can just try and attempt to justify all day long the crimes that are being committed against humanity. But again, friends, here you have it. Trump signs the minibus bill that funds Planned Parenthood. All the way up until the end of 2019. We are in 2019, friends. Just wanted to make that clear that everybody understood that we are in 2019. And it's funded all the way through the end of the year. So don't sit there and tell me about how he's pro-life when he just financed Planned Parenthood. The Lord said in Proverbs 6:17, I hate hands that shed innocent blood. Exodus 20 says, thou shall not kill. And isn't it interesting how many people will attempt to justify what's going on, but yet, in fact, they've already been born. It's a good thing your daddy and it's a good thing your mommy obeyed God that you might be born. But somehow or another, in defense of your idol, you want to justify his crimes against humanity when in fact you can't and you never will be able to. Just for the record, just wanted to make clear. Okay, we're going to come right back and we are going to be talking about wow, what a job, man.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr says he believes the FBI may have operated in bad faith when it investigated the Trump campaign.
The heart of the IG's report really focused on how the investigation was conducted once it got going, and that is especially the very serious abuses of FISA that occurred.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. Now, Barr says U.S. prosecutor John Durham will have the last word on the matter and stood by his statement that he does believe the Trump campaign was spied upon. Two police officers are being treated in an ongoing active shooter situation in Jersey City, New Jersey. One officer was said to be shot in the shoulder. This eyewitness tells Fox News.
Been going on now for an hour. Every now and then you'll hear some random shooting.
A dozen schools in the area are on lockdown due to the entire situation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Wow! Can you make this up? Oh my goodness, friends. I'm getting news feeds. I gotta vet all the information I get. First thing, I wanted to give you the name of the guy because that was recording the crimes of Planned Parenthood. It's reported through the buzz the man who secretly taped Planned Parenthood could be going to prison alongside his criminal lawyers, is the headline. His name is David Daledon, and his criminal defense lawyers released additional footage of abortion providers and the names of 14 of his accusers, possibly violating court injunctions and seals. In other words, the court wants him to shut his mouth concerning the crimes of Planned Parenthood. This is craziness. And I'm putting this up in contrast, of course, friends, to that of President Donald Trump's federal animal cruelty bill that he just signed into law. All you Trump supporters, you got to be proud of yourselves. But I want you to keep in mind, 4,000 babies were just murdered yesterday, and they're murdering them today. Okay, that hasn't been stopped. No, as a matter of fact, I even highlighted the fact that all the way through 2019, friends, a bill that Donald Trump signed fully funds Planned Parenthood concerning aborted baby parts research. Well, I know how he's been sold to you. I get it. I know. And everything Donald says, no matter how many times he switches and changes up his stories and blatantly lies, I know somehow or another he just doesn't know how to tell the truth, and you need to help him. I know. I totally get it. You wonder why nobody has any trust in the thing that you say. You wonder why you have become a reproach to the young people. You wonder why you have a left. Because if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And this is why you're hated, because you don't stand on principles. You stand with your favorite politician because you like the jersey he's got on. That's who you are. That's what you people are. And you're a reproach. There's no better way to say it. Just ask the young people who despise you. And they despise you because they see the lies. Hey, you know what? How many times I've been in public schools and doing high school assemblies where they were trying to figure out why they were being subjected to all that crap? Well, then when they get out of high school, they see what their parents have been giving themselves over to. The same people, the same powers that be. You know? And then they play the hypocrite every Wednesday and Sunday, and they go to church. And they praise Jesus. And then when they go outside of the building, what do? They meditate upon what the CIA-controlled mainstream media has to give them. That's what they meditate on. They don't meditate upon the Word of God. No. Why are they called hypocrites? See, the Bible says they feared the Lord, but they served their own gods. Did you hear what I said? They feared the Lord, but they served their own gods. That's exactly right. You're hypocrites. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. And in most cases, those that are justifying this administration, by the way, not just this one, but past administrations as well, they don't know the word. Because if they did, they wouldn't put up with it, just like I'm not. I want to move forward here. Just did an article yesterday, Birmingham schools confront LGBT indoctrination after parents pull their children. Guess who the parents were? I can't make this up. Guess who their parents were? You ready for this? On Friday, about 600 Muslim children aged between 4 and 11 were withdrawn from the school for the day. Folks, does anyone out there realize that if I were to, at any time during a high school assembly, a middle school assembly, or an elementary assembly, lyceum, whatever you want to call it, and I was to promote what schools are promoting, in fact, the indoctrination, sodomite agenda, basically, today in America, that if I was to do what the media is doing, what Hollywood is doing, what the outlets are doing through the news outlets, the propaganda outlets, did you know that if I was actually advocating that during one of the high school assemblies or a middle school or an elementary assembly, do you know that I would be immediately arrested on the spot? I'd be considered a pedophile. Did you know that? But I don't know. I mean, the American people, for some reason or another, they can go ahead and do what they want to do, right? Indoctrinate the kids into the sodomite agenda so they can demoralize them, so they can control them. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. But it's interesting how the Muslims aren't putting up with it. Whoa! This is crazy. Does someone want to explain to me how it is that parents all across the country who are subjecting their children to this perversion and confusion, Daniel 9:7, by design, by the way, are making their children a prey for those who mean to violate them? Because that's exactly what it's about, and we see the fruit bearing all day long across the country. As a matter of fact, here, let me just go over to some of the things on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just so you can understand how it's actually happening today. And it's happening by those that you wouldn't expect it to come from, right? We know that we spent some time last week highlighting cops that were preying on children that they were supposed to protect. And, you know, I heard people grumble about that. And, I mean, they didn't want me calling out the bad cops, but I'll tell you what, the good cops did. And the good people in this country did. Because they don't want bad cops in there, and neither do the good cops, right? But just today, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Pennsylvania predator cop gets wrist slapped for raping children while on duty. Well, they let him go, and he strikes again. Of course. Of course he does. Did you also see, this was reported last night, California, two cops arrested for molesting children while they worked as pastors at a local church. Can you make this up? Nope. Oh, America, what you put up with. You fail to see what they're doing for real. You let them fall under false... Folks, they set themselves up in a fiend manner, counterfeit manner, and you believe them because they said so, or maybe because they have a badge on in these particular cases, right? Well, that's not how we're supposed to judge people, friends. But again, here it is. It's happening in the United States of America. But again, I just want to ask people across the country, namely the parents across the country, who are, again, are subjecting their children to this perversion and making their children a prey for those that mean to violate them, Luke 17:2. I'm just curious to know how it is that you have been ignoring the fact that I've been preaching for 20 years, pointing my finger at the congressional record namely the Homosexual Manifesto that's been there since February of 1987, and their true intents. Oh, my goodness, and what this ministry has gone through, getting the people the truth concerning the sodomite agenda. It's all about the kids. NAMBLA's motto, friends, slogan, whatever you want to call it, is sex before eight, before it's too late. Who's NAMBLA? North American Man-Boy Love Association. Remember, he was the icon to Kevin Jennings? Who's Kevin Jennings? He was the safe school czar under Barack Hussein Obama. Remember Barack Hussein Obama actually appointed over 225 homosexuals, transgenders, and lesbians to governmental offices to fill the bureaucracy? Did you know that? By the way, they didn't leave. Barack did, but they didn't leave. They're still there. Just like Lena Kagan, who was appointed to queerify Harvard, who sits on the Supreme Court, who's never judged a case a day in her life, and yet that was passed through by the good guys in America, friends. Why? Because you have compromised men in position, and they're extorted. They're doing what they're told to do, because if they don't, they're going to be outed. That's why. Oh, and don't forget about Attorney General, that criminal, Eric Holder. Do you remember rightly, friends, when he was actually out there doing his thing in his crimes concerning Fast and Furious during that same time? Remember they were taking guns from America and they were putting them into the hands of drug dealers over in Mexico, and then 300 people over there in Mexico were killed, and then Barack Hussein Obama goes over there a month and a half later and blames the American people for the crimes that he and Eric Holder had committed? Well, during that same time, did you also know that over 5,000 members of the Defense Department of the United States of America, over 5,000 members of the Defense Department in this country, friends, were found to be downloading child pornography. This is why your laws aren't being enforced, because they're extorted men. But we're talking about Birmingham schools confront LGBT indoctrination after parents pull their children. Guess who the parents were, friends? On Friday, about 600 Muslim children aged between 4 and 11 were withdrawn from the school for the day by their Muslim parents. Whoa! Is this crazy? Ah! And what are the Christians doing? They're the ones sending their children to the school to be indoctrinated by a bunch of effeminate parents that don't know their left hand from their right hand. Read Ezekiel 44, verse 23. It's your job to make distinction. And I am, of course, pulling off the mask of counterfeit Christians, because they're not Christians. Period. They're hypocrites. Now listen to this, friends. Now the headline on this topic may be a little misleading within the title Birmingham Schools. Well, many may have thought that this was taking place in Birmingham, Alabama, because I originally did. As a matter of fact, I thought this was happening in Birmingham, Alabama, by the Christian parents that have finally had enough. Well, however, it's not. This is actually happening in Parkfield Community Schools in Salty, Birmingham, in the United Kingdom, by Muslim parents giving pretenses who will not subject to their children to the sodomite agenda. Guess what? They put a stop to it. Man, hey, church, 86% of you hypocrites in this country, Protestant has meaning. Haven't you learned it yet? It's called protest. Look to those that you call the enemy. Hey, you hypocrites out there, listen to me carefully. Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. You better move it. You better get with it. You better get real with yourself. The Guardian reported Birmingham schools stop LGBT lessons after parents protest. How do you stop evolution, which is illegal all the way up until 1968 in America? Pull your children. How do you stop the indoctrination of the sodomite agenda in America? Pull your children. I know you got a bunch of diplomats in the church that are trying to be diplomatic with the enemy, but I want to tell you something. Nowhere can you find in the Word of God where Jesus was ever found fraternizing with the enemy. No, he cast them out is what he did with his word. Because his word was and is with power. In Jesus' name, amen. Just think about that. Pull your kids, America. You want to stop all this illegal indoctrination going on through the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights? Pull your kids. If you love them, pull your kids. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking about Birmingham schools confront the LGBT indoctrination after parents pull their children. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God, working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply in the current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to say this, and I just want to say it really quick, and it's just a reiteration, friends. I see it all the time. People want to blame. I'm talking about what's going on with schools. I'm talking about the indoctrination, what's going on in Birmingham. And it's interesting to note how people always want to blame somebody else for what it is that they tolerate. And I'm just here to remind you that the Declaration of Independence says that they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. They work for us. They're a representative government. We do not work for them. But when you start talking about what they're doing and what they're getting away with, that's a mere reflection of what you are tolerating. So let's not blame others. Let's take responsibility and right the wrongs. That is a ministry, friends. That is a ministry. You cannot justify inaction. You cannot justify blaming somebody else for what you're responsible for, because it's not going to fly on Judgment Day. Hebrews 9:27, Revelations 21, verse 8. It's just not going to fly. Now let's get back to this. Birmingham school confronts LGBT indoctrination after parents pull their children. Again, guess who the parents were? On Friday, about 600 Muslim children aged between 4 and 11 were withdrawn from the school for the day. Guess what, friends? They stopped the indoctrination. They stopped the indoctrination. They stopped it in the UK. In America, they're daring the justice of God, and they're going to get a response. It's just that simple. But the fact of the matter, friends, is in America, they're handing their kids off to this sort of indoctrination. And now they're trying to figure out why they're trying to normalize pedophilia under this brand new administration, who is in fact attempting to decriminalize sodomites. Read Leviticus 18:22 when you get a moment. Well, folks, with all the problems that we have and look at they spend their time on, it's absolutely telling, friends, in so many different ways. A primary school that taught pupils about homosexuality as a part of a program to challenge homophobia has stopped the lessons. Folks, the sodomites, when they violate your kids, they don't want you hating on them. That's what they want you to believe. No, it's the law that they hate that exposes them for their crimes, Romans 3:20, that they don't want you to enforce against their crimes. Did you hear what I just said? Because I just gave you the anecdote and setting it straight and setting the record straight as to what this is really about. They're trying to tear down the law through totalitarian means and methods. Systematically, friends, to rid the law that exposes them of their crimes against children. It's never going to work. Under heaven. I don't care if all the sodomites in the United States of America thought that they were going to have their way. It's not going to fly. Listen to me carefully. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And I am telling you that you are drawing nigh the seat of violence unto you individually, in your communities, in your counties, in your cities, and in your states when you leave off your duty before a just and a holy God. I'm telling you that. Read Romans 4:6. That's our wisdom in keeping God's commandments and his judgments and his statutes to keep and to do them. Period. That's our wisdom, right? But America, so many have lost that wisdom, that common sense. And that's really what it comes down to is common sense. Really comes down to just common sense, right? It'll never fly here. Listen to me. Judgment cometh. You know, the prosperity movement believes that judgment is of the devil. Oh, my goodness. It's the very character of God. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. You that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. Psalm 97. If you read Proverbs 8, what's the fear of the Lord? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate, saith the Lord. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgments. Period. What guards our liberty? Judgment. Period. Parkfield Community School in Salty, Birmingham has been the scene of weekly protests over the lessons which parents claim are promoting gay and transgender lifestyles. Don't you understand you're self-defeating at this point? Do you not understand that a nation is under judgment? Do you understand that you're going to last about 3 decades before you're all bye-bye because God's not going to tolerate it, period? And I praise God for his holiness. I praise God for his goodness, that he shows mercy on the behalf of the innocent because the good people, they don't do what they're supposed to be doing. No. You know, 4,000 babies were murdered yesterday. You know what? Where's all those 86% that profess to be Christians? They're praying and saying, oh, Jesus, come back. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus, come and get us out of our responsibility. We don't want to be held responsible for what's going on. Hey, what's that football game? What's the score? That's right. Oh, yeah, all right. I'm with you. All right, as long as the Vikings are winning, yeah, I'll be in there in a minute, guys. I got my church face on right now. Judgment cometh, America. And you're drawing the seed of violence nigh unto you. Judgment cometh, America. You're being invaded, America. While you're being entertained and diverted from those that you worship. Judgment cometh, America. The opposite of what's being told to you is happening, America. You're under the judgments of a most high God who will not tolerate your sin, America. Here, let me just go fast forward here, okay? How is it that American Christians who claim to be the light, Matthew 5:14-16, and are to reprove the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, merely sit back and tolerate this abomination in our land? I just seen a picture of a little girl at a gay pride parade. Her parents need to be thrown in jail, friends, for child abuse, because that's what it is. But she was holding a homosexual flag, right, which is a perversion and it's backwards justice that they're bringing upon themselves, for the record. But it's interesting to note that there was three homosexuals dressed up in all their leather gear, and they had masks on like dogs. And they were trying to entertain her. And they were doing that because they wanted to allure her. You should see the picture. It's very offensive. You should see what the people have said about it. Not that it matters what they've said, but it's a matter of what God says. I want you to think of this. Here's an analogy for you. Let's take this to abortion because we talked a little bit about it today. Let's take this to homosexuality and the sodomites, the transgenders, and by the way, whatever else they want to identify with, the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ agenda. Now many of them identify as a bridge. Some of them identify as this is how far their minds have gone, friends. Some of them identify as animals now. I'm sure you've seen the videos. And they literally walk around with their owner, and they have a dog chain around their neck and a dog a mask on their head, and they walk around like a dog on their fours. And they want you to normalize it. As a matter of fact, you have representatives trying to criminalize you if you dare say anything about them according to law. Well, I'll tell you what, then I'm that guy because I'm tired of it. I want you to learn a lesson from the creatures in the animal kingdom that seem to have more sense than some human beings do. Read Romans 1:22. These are the people that profess themselves to be wise, yet they have become fools. Now, a few years ago, while we were in Alaska on a ministry trip, we came across a mother moose with her two calves. They're called cows. We were following our hosts who had lived in Alaska for many years. However, when the mother moose saw that we were coming up behind her calves, she turned around and gave us a, you better back off look. In fact, we thought that it was bears that you had to watch out for in Alaska, but we were told that it was the moose of which you wanted to be more careful because they're more violent. Well, our hosts were driving a truck in front of us. They were concerned about what this mother might do to defend her babies against us, and we weren't even going after her kids. He was so concerned that he literally stopped the truck and backed off of her on the road for fear that she might ram it or attack the vehicles that we were in. The point? Animals will defend their young at all costs, so no harm will come to them. And folks, this is a lesson that all humans that succumb to the wiles of corruption and corrupt men should learn. Read Ephesians 4:14. America, how is it that animals know how to protect their children? But yet, you haven't learned the lesson yet. I don't know, maybe this is why Donald Trump is protecting the animals. Because they have more common sense. And I'm here to tell you from firsthand experience, in many cases, that's the truth. That's the truth. People might want to begin to understand that the powers that be and what it is that they're pushing is a reflection and a revelation and an exhibition of their minds. And if you think for one moment that these are not dangerous, they're sick devils is what they are. They're set for the course of hell, which again will be disannulled, but we don't want that to fall on our watch. Folks, when you see what they're trying to normalize, this is a complete revelation of what's in their minds as to how they want to control this country. And it needs to be stopped. And I'm not going to sit here and try to prop you up as to what you're supposed to do. But I hear it all day long. What are we supposed to do? Really? Did you not get the memo for the last hour as to what you're to do? In Birmingham, friends, the Muslims are standing up and they're shutting down the sodomite agenda. They're getting the indoctrination pulled from the schools because they're not going to put up with it. But the professed hypocritical Christians are fraternizing with the enemy as to how to be a little bit more gentle with the enemy that means to come to steal, kill, and destroy. Because that's exactly what they do, John 10:10. We're going to take a quick break. Oh, I'm sorry, not a quick break. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. We're going to come back to the Circus of Politics tomorrow, friends. The Circus of Politics, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.